Hiran Kendra Sivan chapter. So this Avadhut has 24 gurus. So we have finished few gurus. Yeah? So we'll chant from verse number 36. This starts from 37, I'm sorry. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This Maharaj Yadu is the last son of Yayati. And Yayati is a special personality. Yayati was married to Shukracharya's daughter Devayani. And it so happened that Shukracharya was the priest in one of the kings of King's Royal Assembly. So one day, and king had a daughter known as Sarmishtha. And Shukracharya's daughter known as Devayani. So one day, all the girls went for outing in forest. And it so happened that they were taking bath, and their clothes were hanging. They kept the clothes on the dry ground. So after that, there was a bit of storm. So all the clothes got mixed. So when they came out, they couldn't find their own clothes. So through mistake, Sharmishtha put on Devayani's clothes and Devayani put on Sharmishtha's clothes. So they were teasing each other. In the teasing, they started seriously fighting. So in the end, these Kathor Vachan, very harsh speech, always creates trouble. That's why we should avoid Kathor speech. So far as possible. That's why we know that Priya Vakya Pradhane Na Sarve Tushyante Jantava. All the living entities are pleased by nicely speaking to them, lovingly speaking to them. If we cannot do anything for the living entities, at least this is the greatest welfare work, that whoever meets us, we greet them nicely. Please. Harsh speech always is a demoniac quality. What is in Bhagavad Gita? There is a verse in demoniac, demon's name, the divine and demoniac nature chapter, I think. It's 16th, and verse number, I think, fourth verse. Dambho darpo vimanascha krodham parushyam evacha. This parushyam. Parusha means harsh speech. Have you found out?
Harshness.
Read the verse. Dambu darpo vimanascha. Krodham parusha mevacha. Anyancha vijatasya. Artha sampadam asari. Read the translation, sir.
Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demonic nature also.
Yes. In that harsh speech is there, the demoniac quality. So this, out of harsh speech, the whole episode now follows. This is the best example of harsh speech in Srimad Bhagavatam. That those girls, they were playing around, and first they were teasing. But in the end, Sarmishtha said that your father is a beggar in our royal assembly for Shukracharya, and you are at the mercy of ours. How can I put on my clothes? So Devayani was very angry. He said, my father is not a beggar, your father is the disciple of my father. So how I am more important than you? Why do we put my clothes on you? And this way the arguments went on. And then harsh speech has no end to it. So it lingered on for a while. In the end there was a fighting, hand to hand, they were firing. It so happened that there was a well by the side. So the Sarmishtra pushed Devayani into the well. And Devayani fell into the well. And these other girls, they went away. So in the forest, the Devayani was all alone in the well. And she didn't know really what is happening. So she shouted, she was screaming and shouting. The Jayati was roaming over there. This is the way. Samjho? Just somebody did. Who am padi gayi li bili? Rada rada. To Jayati heard. Jayati heard so out, just out of mercy, he peeped in and he saw a very beautiful girl there. He said, hey, somebody there. So he helped her to come out. And because he helped her, so eventually she fell in love with him. But the Devayani was very angry at Sarmishtra. So she didn't go home after coming out also. She didn't go back to the city. So Shukracharya was upset. He said, where is my daughter? What happened? So he came running to the forest and he saw Devayani sitting under a tree. And she said, I'm not coming to that king again. Sarmishtra told me like this and then that. Eventually, Shukracharya brought the king to the forest. And king also asked her pardon, that please excuse us. There was nothing like that. It was just child gimmick, you know. But she wouldn't budge. She said to the king that unless Sarmishtra comes here and asks pardon and agrees to come with me as a maid when I'm married, I'll excuse her. So eventually Sarmishtra had to come to the forest and promise Devayani that please excuse me, I didn't mean anything. But now because I have committed this crime, so I'll be your maid. When you get married, I'll come with you. So this way, when Devayani was married to Yayati, Sarmishtra had to accompany. So eventually, Shukracharya warned Yayati in the beginning that you should be very loyal to my daughter. Please don't look to any other. But he knew that Sarmishtra is also young and Devayani was the same age. So it so happened that really Yayati fell in love with Sarmishtra without Devayani knowing about it. When Devayani found this out, she said to the father that this rascal is in love with Sarmishtra. So Shukracharya was very angry. He cursed Yayati that you should become old now. So Yayati at the age of about 35, he became old. And because he became old, then Shukracharya realized that what he did was his daughter had to suffer eventually. So Yayati was also begging pardon from him. He said, now I can't reverse the curse, but any of your child, if he is ready to take your old age and give his young age to you, then you will be able to enjoy it. So Yayati has four children. So he went to the first elder brother and he explained to him that, see, this is what has happened. I want to be young. You have a long life to go. So give me your youth and please take my old age. He said, Father, I love you very much, but don't touch my youth. So he disagreed. Then he went to second son. He also found out some excuse. He said, the old age is very troublesome. I don't like really. You better not to insist about it. I love you very much, but it's all right. Then third son also found out some excuse. But the fourth son, Yadu, agreed. So when he agreed, see the when you obey father, Krishna appears in your dynasty, Yadu dynasty. Krishna is Yadav. He is the head of the Krishna's clan. That is the result of obeying the father. I'm telling you. And you too. And you two elders. Those who obey the elders, they can never go wrong according to Vedic culture. And Vedic culture is really common sense culture. It's nothing special, but it lubricates your life and life goes very smooth. If you cooperate with the elders, life goes very smooth. We are there on the verge of going away. So they will not take anything from you unnecessarily, but they will guide you without selfish interest. That is speciality with the elders. So this is how Samadhyaya, Yadu agreed, and he took his old age, and he had again become young. Anyway, apart from this, when this Yayati was, he was young, so Devayani was all right. But the Sharmishtha was also there in the house. So he fell in love with Sharmishtha. Then eventually they had children from both. That's altogether a different story. But the thing is that this Devayani had to agree for Sarmishtha also to be the co-wife eventually. But then what happened, that this whole thing created a very nice impression, because this Yadu was very powerful king and very nice person. Otherwise Krishna will never accept his clan to appear in this world. So this is the point. And when Krishna appeared, then his leela is described in 10th canto and further cantos also. In that again, Yadu saw this Avadhut, one very renounced person coming to him. So he is asking questions to him. The point is that these were very powerful kings. Administration was going on very nicely, but their whole attention was diverted to the spiritual matters. That is the example of Yadu. Unless Yadu is 100% spiritual, how can a supreme spiritual living being appear in his clan? That is the point. And the lesson to be learned from it is that we may be busy here and there in so many of our prescribed duties or whatever, but our whole attention should be to the spiritual matter. This is the guidance of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Bhagavatam without the spiritual quest is zero. All the different episodes, they direct us that come what may, this should be the priority. What we are doing, that we are making it as a side activity. We are not giving the priority as yet. And therein we are going wrong, sons. How to insist, I don't know. But this priority, again, one greatest pitfall is there on this path, and that is to look to others what he is doing or she is doing. We should never do that, because that is a great waste of time. To see that he is not doing, why should I do? He is not doing, why should I do? No. You please, everybody has to die on his own or her own. Every living entity has to worry about the spiritual progress on his or her own thing. Please, all these relations, they are illusory, as we have seen. There is one very nice verse in this chapter, 11.7.7. Yadidam manasa vacha, whatever we see by our mind, which we perceive, or vacha by speech, or chakshur bhyam, by our eyes, whatever we see, shravanadivhi, or whatever we hear, nashvaram, is all temporary and destructive. But what my, I have done, grihyamanancha, nashvaram, grihyamanancha, I have taken it as truth. That is our greatest mistake. And the whole world is completely illusioned because of this thing. Illusory things we have taken as truth. And reality we have forsaken. And that's why the miseries are there. Otherwise there is no need of misery. But our mistake is that what is. Illusion is, we are taken as a truth. And we are all, without exception, running after those illusory things. So it should stop. And that's why this Avadhuta's example is the best example in 11th canto, 7th chapter. We should repeat again and again. One saint in Maharashtra, he was with Mayavadi, but he has only written about 11th canto. And big book is there. And his realizations are like Srila Prabhupada many places. But sometimes it comes to personalism, then impersonalism, this guy. But the point is, this 11th canto is so very important that he has only written about 11th canto commentary. And in that commentary, the whole Bhagavatam is discussed. So this canto is so very important. That's why we should concentrate on these verses at least. From verse number 37, 11.7.37. From these 24 gurus start. He learns from so many people. The point is that if we keep our eyes open, then our surroundings also are full of different personalities. So we can learn from them. Here the first verse describes the prithvi, earth, what he learns from earth. Repeat. Bhutair akramenanopi. Dhiro daiva vasanugai tad vidvan nachalen margat anvashiksham anvashiksham shiteirvatam read the translation.
A sober person, even when harassed,
when aggressed,
the other living beings,
understand
that the aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God, and thus he should, never be distracted from progress on his path. This rule, I have learned from the earth.
Is very important instruction. What happened that before 3 years there was trouble in New Zealand, your land, New Zealand, Punendu's land. Always there is trouble. Your land cannot be at peace. Mataji, you just go. We can be at peace. I have to control my tongue when she's standing. So we had the trouble there. So it was really, solution was not there at all. So I gave them this verse, you know, that time. And really, because they tolerated, now the things are better. So this instruction is very clear. Always, otherwise, misunderstanding is created. We should take this example of the earth. You know, they're drilling in her chest, taking oil out of the earth, and so many things they're doing. Even then the earth doesn't protest. Again, she grows so much. You know, all of our grains, they are coming from earth. We have so many factories where no rice is produced. There is no factory where you can put black earth and get rice on the other end. There is nothing there. Every time you have to go to earth. But now because of our sinful attitude, we are spoiling the produce. And so Prabhupada Raishin put forth very well, very nicely, that matter also losing its incentive. Formerly it was producing very nice, but now the incentive is gone. Production is not there now. Artificially we have to produce. You know, there is a hybrid, they call it hybrid seeds. So we have to buy the special seeds and they produce so much, but inside there is nothing. In America the organic shops are there, in England also. They want to find out some original grown grains or something, or vegetables. But it's impossible now. As the time goes ahead, originality is completely lost. And the matter has no incentive. In these chapters, earth really, when Brahma asks earth, that why don't you produce sufficiently, she said, I am pained. All these demonic persons are there. So I have withheld the production. So this is the reality. And somehow dear, if you can put this instruction to practice, we'll be very happy. At least we'll not linger on in the material matters forever. Every living entity is going to harass other living entity. So just everything is under control of Krishna. Think that Krishna is doing that, and then it doesn't create enmity. Once there is misunderstanding, means always the scar remains permanently. But at least the trouble is not there. No. They don't forget the misunderstanding. That is the quality of materialistic people. They will always keep that thing in mind. You do 100 things, good things for any other person, and you tell him one bad thing, he will remember you have told me like this, you know. And 100 good things you will easily forget. So this is the... But we should see Krishna everywhere. It's very difficult. But this is the only way. Nastiva, 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 gati, another. This, we go to the second verse then. Yeah. Shachirartha avariha
Shashvat paratha saveha
Shashvat paratha sarveha
Shashvat paratha sarveha
Paratha ikanta sambhava
Paratha ikanta sambhava
Sadhu shikshita bhubhrutto
Sadhu shikshita bhubhrutto
Nagashishya paratmatam
Nagashishya paratmatam.
Yes, indeed, son.
A saintly person,
should learn
from the mountain,
devote
all efforts to the service of others,
and to make
the welfare of others,
sole reason
for his existence.
Similarly,
as a disciple of a tree.
He should learn to dedicate himself to others.
This mountain and trees example is best. These are three. Now, firstly is earth. He learns something from earth, then from the mountain, and then from the trees. These two things are non-moving living entities. But even then, sitting in one place, they always help others. They don't have their private life at all. When the tree is dead and cut or whatever, and dragged really, even then it gives the fire to the man who is dragging. To that extent, we should be tolerant. And we have learned that Shishas version through Nada Vishwiniche. Tarvari Vasation, like tree, we should tolerate. It goes very difficult to tolerate. But those who tolerate, they win. And those who are really emblem of tolerance, they are worshipped. Krishna always smiles. And here everybody comes. Thief comes. Gambler comes. Chore comes. They are, you alone people know what you are doing during the day. But even then, Krishna is never frowns. So he is worshipped. They all come and fall flat here. Afterwards, what happens, don't know. But this is the result of the tolerance. Please, so much is to be told about it. But these three things, remember. Then we'll go to the next one. Come on, read. Prana Rateva Santoshin. Muninair Naivendriya Priyahi Jnanam Yana Nasyeta Navakireta Vangmanaha Prana Rateva Santoshin Muni Naivendriya Priyahi Jnanam Yatana Nasyeta Navakirieta Vangmana. Yes, sir.
A learned sage should take satisfaction in the simple maintenance, 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 the simple
rubbish. Yesterday there was one Padyatri, no, some sadhu had come here. And he came about in the evening, yeah? So he's coming about our temple soon, Chitrakoot. He's coming from far. But he looked good, you know. So we allowed him to stay and had some prasadam. So in the morning, he got up early in the morning, got ready, and he didn't wait for prasadam. He didn't wait here so that he can eat and then go. No, he just got ready and he was on his way. And he had only one dhoti ready. He had one dhoti and one gamcha. That's it. No belongings at all. These are people do stay. People do stay with minimum. With minimum. Oh, Shivaji. Mahanmala Sanjane. તારે ઓળખાણ નથી. પછી આપણે વાત કરીશું. અત્યારે તારા મગજમાં બીજું કઈ ચાલે? હિઝ માઇન્ડ ઇઝ બિઝી, યુ નો. થેન્ક ગોડ યોર માઇન્ડ ઇઝ નોટ બિઝી. આઈ હેવ ટુ કંટ્રોલ માય ટાઈમ. તું જા, યહાં બેઠી હશે, ચલી જતી. ઇસકો જરા પકડના હૈ હમે. કોઈ બાત કરની આજ તેરે આજા ને ઇસકો ચુકા કે આજા. ઓ હિન્દી યુ ડોન્ટ નો. આઈ ટોલ્ડ હર યુ આર વેરી ગુડ પર્સન, વી વિલ ટોક અબાઉટ યુ. યુ ડોન્ટ બિલીવ માય ટ્રાન્સલેશન. વોટ ટુ ડૂ એનીવે. Your Puran we are not discussing. It's Bhagavad Puran. Go to the next verse. Visheshwavishyan yogi nana dharmeshu sarvata guna desha vipetatma navishajeta vayuvat. Now the fourth thing is there, vayu. Please read translation.
Even a transcendentalist
is surrounded
by innumerable material objects. Which possess good and bad qualities. However, one who has transcended material good and evil should not become
entangled
even when in contact with material objects. Rather, he should act like the wind.
This is very important. Wind always carries the aroma. It is good aroma or bad aroma. But it doesn't get attached to those aromas. Wind is clear. Otherwise we'll not be able to breathe in if it carries the aroma and sticks to aromas. Jo hamesha gandush any sathaj re, so we'll not be able to breathe. So, because the wind is not attached to the aromas, it can do the welfare activity for all. This is the point. And what we do, that I have bought the house, I am attached to it. Abhilasha Uchok is my father's property. Nobody should come in. Lord Gansham, he was distributing Bhagavad Gita. Or Mahanacharya. And he entered this. He said, he saw Krishna on the board and he said, this house is all right. He entered and Mataji just took him left and right. Then he came and he said, that house, Krishna is written but all the bhaktas are saying. I told whatever. He said, the Mataji was very furious. Gansham didn't go again. He came flying with dhoti. Anyway, this is how, if we stick to the aroma, if the wind sticks to the aromas, it will be very difficult for us to breathe. There won't be any fresh wind at all. So this is the point. Detachment has got to be cultivated. In a limited sense, whatever, till we are alive, we are always attached to something, because we carry the body. So body has requirements. So to that extent, we have to get attached. Otherwise, excessive attachment really gives us very bad body. Very excessive attachment is a diseased body. In Ayurvedic also, excessive attachment increases the cough, they say. Excess attachment should not be there. Bit of detachment gives us a nice feeling. And the body functions on the feelings, how the feelings are. Nice feelings are there, body will function nicely. If bad feelings are there, bad. And eventually, body is going to go away. So whether you are nice or wrong, one day the body is going to give trouble to you. But till we are in the age, we should follow these things. Jai. We go to the next one then. Pathiveshu ihadeshu.
Pathiveshu ihadeshu.
Pravishtattat gunashrayaha.
Pravishtattat gunashrayaha.
Gunayin nayujyate yogi.
Gunayin nayujyate yogi.
Gandhevayur atvantuzuk.
Gandhevayur atvantuzuk.
Yes, read that.
A self-realized soul may live in various material bodies, while in this world, experiencing their various qualities, and functions,
he is never entangled.
Just as the wind,
which carries
various aromas,
does not actually mix
with them.
Sure. Then next one. Antarhitasya Chitaramukheshu Brahmatma Bhavena Samanvena Vyaptyamivachedam Asangamatmano Munir namasvam vitatasya bhashet. Yes, read.
The thoughtful sage, even while living, within a material body, should understand, himself, in pure spiritual soul, Similarly, one should see that the spirit soul enters in all forms of life,
both moving
and not moving, and that.
The individual souls are thus
all pervading.
The sage
should further observe that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a super soul,
is simultaneously present
within all things.
Both the individual soul and the super soul
can be understood
by comparing them
to the nature of the sky.
Although the sky extends everywhere
and everything rests within the sky.
The sky does not mix with anything.
Nor can it be divided by anything.
Sky's example is best. You know, even the nuclear explosions also, nuclear explosions are carried out on the earth. So wherever there is a hollow part, the sky is already there. So this, our planet is revolving and rotating against its axis. It's again sky. All the planets are situated in the sky. But even then, sky doesn't get entangled. And because entanglement is not there, suffering is not there. Nuclear explosion, otherwise, how much disaster it creates. But sky is not affected. So the more we are detached, the suffering is less. If the attachment is more, then suffering is more. This is the rule. And this we have learned from sky. Because completely in the lake, there is no attachment at all. And because there is no attachment, so much disturbance is going on. But sky never complains that I am suffering. But there is no entanglement. As soon as you entangle, means suffering is there. The soul, if it is entangled with the body, then soul has to suffer. But soul's nature is that it cannot get entangled. It has to leave one day. And clearly it leaves. It doesn't take, no, my lungs are very nice, I'll take my lungs with you. Can't take. Just leaves, you know, clearly. This entanglement always gives suffering. Whereas detachment will really save us from suffering. And that the thing which is not ours, how can it be ours? That is the point. The land is there, the money is there, or family is there, or this is there, that is there. Nothing, your body doesn't belong to you. So how these things can belong to you?